This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. At least 12 are dead and thousands wounded after hundreds of pagers used by Hezbollah simultaneously exploded in Lebanon and Syria, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The militant group blamed Israel and vowed just punishment. The Israeli military declined comment, and the State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I can tell you that the U.S. was not involved in it. The U.S. was not aware of this incident in advance, and at this point we're gathering information.
But a U.S. official tells AP Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation on Tuesday after it was concluded. It involved small amounts of explosive inside the pagers. A Hezbollah official told AP they were a new brand that apparently been acquired after the group's leader ordered members in February to stop using cell phones, warning those could be tracked by Israeli intelligence. I'm Ben Thomas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the U.S. was committed to strengthening ties with Cairo in a meeting with the Egyptian foreign minister on Wednesday.
President Biden, Vice President Harris are committed to deepening, strengthening what is already a vitally important partnership for us, a strategic partnership between our two countries. As you said, a long history, but I think the present demands that we do even more and do even better together.
Blinken also reiterated Egypt's efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza and said that it had been a critical partner in maintaining peace.
Just emphasizing again what a critical partner Egypt has been and remains for regional peace, regional stability, regional security, no more so than in the effort to get a ceasefire across finish line. We're really grateful for that partnership. Egypt plays an essential role.
Earlier in the day, Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A large-scale Ukrainian drone attack on Russia triggered an earthquake-sized blast at a major arsenal in the Tver region on Wednesday, forcing the evacuation of a nearby town, war bloggers and some media reported. NASA satellites picked up intense heat sources emanating from an area of about 14 square kilometers at the site. The United States military has acknowledged that Yemen's Houthi rebels shot down two MQ-9 Reaper drones. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. military says the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10 and the second just on Monday. Online videos showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterwards in Yemen's Dama province. As the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S. led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. That's imperiled a waterway that typically sees $1 trillion worth of trade pass through it. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Federal Reserve is poised to take a step it hasn't taken since COVID-19 was ravaging the economy.
The Federal Reserve is set to do something it has not done in more than 4 years. At its most anticipated meeting in years, the Fed is poised to cut its benchmark interest rate, which is at a 23-year high. With inflation all but defeated, Chair Jerome Powell said last month,
"The time has come for policy to adjust."
And the main question today,
whether we get a rate cut of 0.25% or 0.5%.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says it may not matter much because once rates start coming down,
they're going to be coming down a lot in the future months,
giving borrowers relief on things like home and auto loans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Musician Sean Diddy Combs is to be jailed in a sex trafficking and racketeering case. AP correspondent Margie Zazarella reports.
U.S. Magistrate Robin Tarnovsky refused a proposal from Sean Diddy Combs' defense to release him on a $50 million bond to home detention. Prosecutors say Combs drugged and abused women, then used his vast resources to cover up the crimes. Combs has pleaded not guilty. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, said outside court the case stems from a consensual relationship.
He didn't do these things. This was a 10-year relationship. There's no coercion. There's no crime.
Agnifilo did not name the woman, but the details match those of Combs' relationship with singer Cassie Ventura.
AP correspondent Margie Zaroletta. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.